629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in northern Colorado.
Live from wherever it is you're at,
this is Swamp Fight
with JD the Colorado Deplorable.
You know, sometimes I start my shows off calm and in an easy sort of way. I mean, you deplorables out there know me. And sometimes I start off a show by being pissed off, like I am right now. So this committee, these hearings this week, these January 6th farce hearings, I mean, come on. What the crap is that all about, you know? And of course, they call it an insurrection. But insurrection is when people with guns try to overthrow a government. Let me say that again. Insurrection is when people with guns try to overthrow a government, okay? Not a single person in the crowd that day at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th was found to be carrying a firearm. Think about that. Now, how many of you out there really know the truth about all this? Not a lot, because none of the major networks will talk about any of the stuff that I'm going to tell you about right now. And then as soon as I'm done with that, we're going to get into some crime and things, and I'm going to bring on Jeff Fisher, who's running for Larimer County Sheriff. So I'm really looking forward to talking with Jeff. And then in the second half of the show, I'm going to have Ron Hanks on, who's running for one of the Colorado seats for the U.S. Senate. So, but anyway, back to this real quick, and then I'll bring on Jeff. So not one person in that crowd had a firearm. And actually, and factually, only one person that day was killed with a firearm. One person. But if you watch MSNBC, Morning Joe, and all those idiots and everything, they're still today. They'll lie right to your screen and tell you five Capitol Hill cops were shot. They'll still tell you that today. And like I said, actually, only one person that day was killed with a firearm. An unarmed U.S. Air Force vet from right here in Colorado, all 5 feet tall of her, Ashley Bobbitt. Okay, so think about that one too. I get emotional about this one, but I mean, a U.S. Air Force vet, 5 foot tall little woman, Ashley Bobbitt, and she was shot and killed that day. No weapons on her, no threat whatsoever. And as a matter of fact, Ashley tried to stop any violence that was going on by a handful of people, and there wasn't very many. Trust me, it was all a setup. So Ashley was shot in the neck by Capitol Hill police officer Mike Berg. This is the same Mike Berg who on that same day, January the 6th, left a loaded Glock in the men's room. That's who this guy is. This guy is a Capitol Hill cop. His boss is Nancy Pelosi, and he left a loaded Glock in the men's restroom. The same Mike Berg who later admitted he knew that Ashley likely did not have a weapon and that she was not a threat. So with this ABC movie of the week thing that's been going on this week, this January 6th commission hearings, you would think that these people, these congressmen and women and whoever, that they would put Mike Berg on the stand and ask him, just ask him one question. Why did you shoot an unarmed woman who you said was not a threat? That's all I want to know. How about you? Do you think that these liars and these criers on Capitol Hill will ask that question? You know they won't. So far during this joke, this ABC production with the worst ratings you'll ever see, Ashley Bobbitt's name has not been mentioned one time. How can you do that? How can you have a hearing about what really went on that day and you don't even interview the one guy who shot a gun and you don't even mention the name of the one person who was shot and killed that day? So, I don't know. And I want to tell you, a city member, I think the guy's even the head of it, on this January 6th panel, Adam Kinziger, donated $200 to the Mike Berg GoFundMe page. Yeah, so no, this thing, it's not stacked. Not at all. Just like the jury wasn't stacked, you know, a couple of weeks ago in that court case that was going on in Washington, D.C. And Liz Cheney comes on yesterday and says that what happened on January 6th was an attack on the Capitol, not a spontaneous riot. The Capitol Police Chief made 6 separate requests for D.C. police to help them. He started making them on January the 3rd. None of those requests were answered. Why did the D.C. mayor, that Bowser lady, why did she stop that? President Trump authorized 20,000 National Guard troops, and Nancy Pelosi ignored it. She wanted nothing to do with it. Let me tell you what, these Democrats are responsible partly in a big way for what happened on that day. So, wow. Anyway, without further ado, I want to bring on Jeff Fisher here. He's running for Larimer County Sheriff. And Jeff, I really appreciate you coming in to the studio and joining me here in the swamp today.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. You were one of the guys and gals, I support a lot of women running for office, Lori Sane, Kat Kamak, Lauren Boebert, but you were one of the guys that was on my list. And the deplorables out there, they know how hard I work to research these elections. So anyway, we're coming into a break here. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Jeff Fisher, and we'll hear what he's got to say, and stay tuned.
So when that music 1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with My Kind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hi, I'm Anita McAllister, your senior specialist. Are you turning 65? Know someone who is? The best time to learn about Medicare is 3 months before you turn 65. Call me at 970-515-6882 to start planning. Don't make the mistake of waiting too long. There are specific enrollment periods. If you miss them, you may have to wait till next year. There are late enrollment penalties. The longer you wait, the bigger the penalties. Call me, 970-515-6882, today.
Hey, my name's Jariah with Performance Restoration Dent Repair. We're a family-run business located in downtown Longmont. We specialize in hail repair, door dings, creases, large dent repair, and ceramic coatings. If you're interested, give us a call at 303-726-3628 or schedule online at prdents.com. Again, call us at 303-726-3628 or schedule online at prdents.com.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to Swamp Fight. So I've got Jeff Fisher here in the studio with me, and as I said before, Jeff is running for Larimer County Sheriff, and just want you guys to hear what Jeff's got to say and what he's all about. I can tell you already, you know, Jeff is one of the candidates that I'm supporting, so I want to, you know, make that clear to everybody out there. Now, I don't always support every single person I bring on my show or endorse them or any of that stuff, but there are a few of them, you know, like Lori Sane, Lauren Boebert, Kat Kamak, you know, you've heard them on the show, but Jeff is one that I absolutely support. So
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You betcha. Jeff, as we all know, if there's not enough problems in this country since Uncle Joe took over, or whoever's controlling him took over, one of the biggest things, changes, has been crime. Yep. And I mean, I couldn't believe it. Colorado is number one in the nation in auto thefts and auto break-ins. I could not believe that. I'm like, more than Chicago, more than New York City? Yeah, Denver, Colorado.
Yeah, also number one in bank robberies. Colorado is now.
Know that.
Yeah, we are now number one in bank robberies as well.
Oh, hey, there's another, you know, status we should be proud of, folks. So, you know, for fun, a lot of times I go on that Nextdoor app, and it's the reason I do is because it's 99.99% liberal, and all people do is gripe and complain. That's all they do. I get kicked off of there for 90 days every 91 days, okay? That's me. They love me. Oh, and they love the sheriff of Weld County, too, you know, Steve Reams. They love him, too. But what I'm saying is, my point is, that's all you read about, man, yeah. Is crime.
Yeah.
My husband's truck got stolen. All the packages off my porch got stolen. Do you know these people in this Ring camera video? I mean, on and on and on and on. So what's your take on what's going on with crime and prosecutors and all this crap? And what are you going to do for the people of Larimer County to put a stop to that BS?
Yeah, and you're right. People are sick of it. I hear it all the time. I was at an event two nights ago. And there was a lady there who told me her son's car has been stolen three times, three different times.
Holy cow.
We have an accountability problem. That's what we've got. We have had huge movements in this state for bail reform, which is another way of saying we don't want to put anybody in jail. We don't want to hold anybody in jail.
Yeah, that's a huge problem.
Yeah, or hold anybody accountable. And it's just absolutely unacceptable. People in this state deserve good public safety. I've been in law enforcement in northern Colorado.
Yeah, tell us about your background.
Well, I'm a third generation native. I was born right here in Weld County, born and raised in Greeley. I've lived in Loveland for the last 26 years, but I've served in law enforcement in Weld County. My first job here was in the town of LaSalle.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it was the home of the original Armadillo restaurant.
Yeah.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I worked for the city of Evans before going to the city of Loveland. I worked for the city of Loveland for about two decades. I retired from Loveland at the end of 2014, and now I'm the deputy chief of police for the city of Louisville in Boulder County.
But I did not know that either.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were in Louisville.
Yes, yeah.
I'd be doggone.
Yep, I've lived in Loveland for about 26 years, and so I just drive to work. I'm still a Loveland resident. But,
yeah.
You know, I've got a very unique perspective.
You're a Weld County resident.
Yes, sir. Larimer County.
I mean, sorry. That's what I meant.
Yep. Weld County, born and bred.
Right.
You know, Larimer right. County, longtime Larimer County resident. But, you know, we're seeing it all over the place. It's an accountability problem. And when you don't hold criminals accountable for what they're doing, when we let them out of jail on a signature and a promise to appear.
Or a buck.
Yeah, or a buck and not steal any more cars. What we're doing is I use the term engineered recidivism, and I think.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, I think
I'm going to write that. I'm going to steal that one from you, Jeff.
Yeah, please do. I think that's why we're in the predicament that we're in. You know, law enforcement is working hard. The fine men and women in blue are doing everything they can to protect our communities and keep bad guys in jail. And
God bless the blue, man.
Yeah, that's it. And we've got other components of the system that I think are doing their best to make sure they get out.
Hey, am I stupid or what? I've asked a few people this question, but you would be the person to ask. Am I stupid for thinking that if criminals aren't afraid of getting in trouble or paying a price or going to prison or, you know, what have you, are they going to commit more crime?
Of course they're going to. That's how we're helping. I'll give you an example. We arrested, there were some guys the other night. My officers responded to a call. There were guys.
That was me. No, I'm just kidding.
You're one of the three.
Yeah.
There were three guys in the truck.
I remember that, kind of.
Stealing, went to an industrial area in the city and were stealing
stuff.
Oh,
my God, I hate that.
Yeah, just
construction sites. Oh, man.
Yeah. So my officers caught them. They fled in this truck and then crashed it a short time later. And they rounded up one of them. We're still looking for the other two. But the guy they rounded up had an outstanding arrest warrant for motor vehicle theft out of Denver. And
exactly.
The county jail wouldn't take him on the motor vehicle theft warrant.
Yeah.
They said, we'll take him on your charges, but we're not taking him on that. So that guy's mm-hmm. going to get, essentially, he'll go through the bonding process and pretrial process on our charges from that incident. But
right.
for stealing the car, he's going to get a complete pass on that. He's going to be right back out on the street.
Kind of like Nancy Pelosi's husband, just a complete pass.
Yeah, exactly.
So
it's an accountability. It's an accountability problem.
I'm going to tell you right now, nothing makes me, well, maybe a couple of things, but not too many things makes me madder than what's going on with our justice system. There is no equal justice. If you're a conservative, a Christian, a Republican, if you're pro-American, you're going to get the shaft. If you're a leftist nut bar, they're going to drop the charges or something. And,
yeah,
I'm sick of it, man.
It's what I refer to as the no felon left behind philosophy.
George Soros has funded over 40 district attorney DAs, prosecuting attorneys, etc. across this country. Now, a lot of people don't know that. George Soros, a confirmed Nazi when he was a kid, that's true. You can Google it. You can see pictures of him in his little Nazi kitty Halloween costume when he was a kid. He has funded over 40 different, I mean, like the lady in St. Louis. She
right,
tried to take
right.
those people down, remember, for guarding their own property with a gun?
Yep.
But my point is, Jeff, that I know a lot of cops. My brother-in-law is a sheriff in Idaho. He retired a couple of weeks ago. I've known cops my whole life. I'm a veteran. I love cops. I love anybody that gives public service. But so I know how hard you guys work. There's no question about it. How frustrating is it to work your butt off on a case and put these criminals behind bars to protect me and my wife and my daughters and your family, only to have some leftist prosecutor refuse to charge them?
Incredibly. It's maddening.
What the crap,
it's
man.
Absolutely maddening. And really what it is, I you know, inevitably it's anti-victim. It's an anti-victim mentality. You know, the good
right.
the good people in our communities who are being victimized by these criminals are the last priority, and we've got that backwards. We've got to turn that around. I say all the time. You know,
and you know what else? That directly affects our economy, too. And people don't realize how much crime and how much this dysfunction and this unequal ability, if that's a word, how much that affects our economy.
Yeah, there is no such thing as a victimless crime. Trust me.
Oh, yeah. No,
you and I are paying. Every time somebody steals something, you and I and all of your listeners are paying for it. Yeah, it's just unacceptable. And you know, the sheriff's office is, it's a political office, it's a political race. But I say all the time, you know, public safety is a nonpartisan issue.
But you
everybody
know what,
everybody deserves good public
Jeff,
safety.
I like that it is an elected office.
Yes,
because there's way too many unelected bureaucrats in the government around this country, state, county, federal, all of it. But I'll tell you, folks, the one office that we put the people into that position is a sheriff.
That's exactly right.
So, you know, there's no question that the people support you if they elect you.
Yeah, the sheriff's office, I refer to it as the purest form of law enforcement, because the sheriff answers directly to the people.
That's what my brother-in-law says.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah, which is exactly as it should be.
Yeah.
And
well, they pay your salary.
Sure. And everybody, you know, everybody's paying, and everybody is paying for it, and everybody deserves good public safety service. You know, when something goes bump in the middle of the night and you call 911, the cops aren't interested in what your political party is or how you vote or anything else. We're going to get there as fast as
we
can.
Do they ask?
Of course not.
Right.
We're going to get there as fast as we can.
They don't care.
To help people. That's what it's about.
They don't care what your skin color is, what your sexual preference is. They don't care if you identify as a dog or a cat. They don't give a crap.
That's correct.
They run towards the bullets.
That's exactly right.
That's what cops do.
Yep.
And they're the most least, in my opinion, racist people. And veterans, too. And I know there's always going to be a few, okay?
Sure.
We can't stop that. No. Just like we can't stop some crazy maniac shooting some people because he's insane. We can try. And God knows we are trying. But will we ever completely stop that? Come on. Jeff, you're a cop. Can we stop mass shootings 100%? Can you guarantee me that?
Absolutely not. Unfortunately, no. If
well,
I
Democrats
had,
say they can.
Well, they've got all kinds of grand ideas. If I were able to stop crime completely, I wouldn't need to be working for a living. I'd have all the answers.
Dude,
I'd be
a billionaire, man.
I'd be a billionaire. That's it.
I mean, there'd be people like Elon Musk paying you whatever you want. How much do you want, Jeff?
Right.
Can you guarantee me that me and my family's never going to experience crime, and can you guarantee me there's not ever going to be another school shooting? How much you want, Jeff? $50 billion? And that's my point. Why am I talking about that? Because the Democrats, all they do is lie, deny, and cover up. And I'm sick and tired of their lies. I'm sick of their stupid postcards that they put in the mail, which, by the way, I found out are being funded out of Washington. Just real quick, you know Lori Sane.
Yes.
All right, I support Lori Sane.
I do as well.
She's one of the most conservative human beings I've ever known. I've gotten 5 different huge cards in my mail this week saying that she's not, that she's a liberal.
Unbelievable.
What? Lauren Boebert and Lori Sane are liberal?
Lori Sane is one of the most proven conservative leaders we have in this state. Always has been, and from what I've seen, she always will be.
Well, folks out there, I've only got Jeff for the first half of the show, and I guarantee you, if he'll come back, I will have him back. I don't have any doubt he's going to win this primary. Please help us make that happen. I'm asking you. You know, I can't tell you who to vote for, but I'm telling you right now, if you live in Larimer County and you want a good, honest sheriff that's going to do every possible thing he can do to keep you and your family safe, you better check the box next to the name Jeff Fisher.
Thank you, my friend.
That's what you better do, buddy. So I wanted to get that out there before the music starts and this break comes in and rudely interrupts us. But I wanted to let the audience know that you won't be back after this next break.
Sure.
But anything else you want to tell the folks out there in Larimer County, Jeff?
Well, I think the most effective law enforcement leaders help the community to protect themselves. We do the best we can do, but we also empower people to do it, and that's what I'm going to do as Larimer County Sheriff.
You got my support, bud.
Thank you.
So thanks for coming in, Jeff. Stay with me. We'll see you on the other side back here in the swamp. JD, the Colorado Deplorable, AM 1360, KHNC.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
How would you like some free advertising?
Free! Free!
Free! Free! Free! Free!
Call 970-587-5003. We will put your small business or local company on the half-empty cup of joe for the small business section of the show. Call 970-587-5003, and we'll get your business some free advertising today.
Free!
Free.
You want to try something different for your students? Come join me at Civica Career and Collegiate Academy in Milliken. We're a tuition-free charter school enrolling for next year for grades 6 through 10. We have a firm foundation. We stand for the pledge. Our students are in uniforms. We stick to core curriculum, and we'll get them ready for the world. Enroll today at civicaco.org or call us at 970-614-5521 for a private tour.
It's electrifying!
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
This is Crystal with Cruise Planners. We're a full-service travel agency located in Johnstown, Colorado. Give us a call at 970-578-9779 or visit our website at milehighcruiseplanners.com to start planning your next vacation today. By land, air, or sea, we get you there, and all you do is go enjoy. Again, that number is 970-578-9779.
Hello, my name is Keith, and I'm the host of the program The Pursuit of God on 1360 KHNC, and I invite you to join me Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock as we go on this great pursuit of God.
All right, thanks for joining me on Swamp Fight again this Saturday, just like every Saturday from 12 noon to 1. Doing good, and evidently some people are liking the show. We got some really good numbers for May on Spotify and whatnot. But before I bring Ron Hanks on, which I'm going to bring him on here in just a minute, one thing I wanted to say about my last guest there, Jeff Fisher, who's running for Larimer County Sheriff. The primary, which does happen sometimes, is actually going to be the election because there are no liberals, no Democrats running for Larimer County Sheriff. And I don't have time to get into why, but I'm sure you can guess, all right? Just like Weld County, et cetera. So keep that in mind. This ballot that you've already got in your mailbox, if you haven't, you'll get it in the next day or two. That is the election for Larimer County Sheriff. So keep that in mind. Whoever you vote for on that primary ballot, that's who's going to be your next sheriff. So now I am very pleased to have on with me a guy that's running for one of Colorado's U.S. Senate seats. And I attended his town hall Thursday night, and I had a long conversation with Ron yesterday. And here's one of these guys. Like I said, I don't support every single person I bring on my show. But after you're done listening to Ron, you will fully understand why I support him. So, hey, Ron, how you doing, man?
I am doing well, JD. How about you?
Oh, I'm having a wonderful day. Wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on and joining us, me and all the other deplorables out there in the swamp. Thank you.
Well, it's an honor. Thanks for setting aside a few minutes for me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Now, is that the same case with you on... No, I don't think it is. Actually, I've got a copy of the ballot right here. So with what you're... Let's see, it's right here. So you've got two people, yourself and one other person, in this on this primary ballot. Now, I hate it when they do this. They don't even say what someone is. Are they a Republican? Are they a Democrat? What's the situation with who you're – you don't have to name names, but party-wise, who are you running with, and is the primary going to be the election, or are you that election going to count in November?
Well, here's where we are. You're looking at the Republican ballot. I'm top line.
Of course, yeah.
And the reason I'm top line, JD, is I went through the assembly process and actually was the only one that made the cut based on the vote of the delegates, the Republican delegates at the state assembly. My opponent has petitioned on, so he's never faced the voters, the Republican voters of this state, and so he's second line, and then there's reason for a write-in blank line there as well, but that's the Republican ballot, and then, okay, of course, we're up against Michael Bennett, who is the incumbent, that is the Democrat senator.
Yeah, please beat him. Please.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Please beat him.
Well, I think we can handily, and I believe that this economy that Joe Biden has brought forth upon us and Michael Bennett has done nothing to dissent from is going to be the issue that people vote on in November. I mean,
yeah,
we just broke new records on fuel prices here.
Again, every day.
Records on inflation. Yeah, I mean, this is a mess, and what's remarkable about Joe Biden is that regime seems completely uninterested in even addressing the issue. They don't have any concept of the pain and the suffering that family economies are enduring right now. And frankly, JD, my question is, how much more of this are we truly going to take?
I think
we're hitting a breaking point, and we can beat Bennett because they are completely unresponsive to what the people need right now.
I'm not sure conservative Americans would have pulled together like we have this year had they not done what they did to Donald Trump in 2020. You know, I just have a weird feeling. I think I'm always saying Americans will take a lot, but once they get their backs up against the wall, man, you better look out. And that absolutely put Americans' backs up against the wall. I don't think we would have had the energy, that's a good word for it, the energy that we have now. And thank God we do, because like you and I talked yesterday, this is it, man. I mean, this election this year, this is it.
It feels that way to me, JD, without a doubt. I mean, I hate to call this a blessing in so many words, because this is a lot of financial pain. Yeah. And, you know, look at what they did with COVID and the education deficit that our kids have had to bear. But
just everything.
You're right. We would not have known how deep the corruption and the tyranny is if it had not been for this. And so I agree, our backs are up against the wall.
That is a great that is such a great point.
We have got one shot at this, I believe, and it's the 2022 election, always looking back at the 2020 to make sure that, we do not let that happen again.
Right.
And there are concerns. The one thing I would tell people, this is a statewide race, of course, and so I meet people from all over the state. Some of them will tell you they're about to give up, and I would ask the voters, don't give up. Do not forsake this election, because if you don't vote, somebody will vote for you, or we run the risk that they will. And we have got to flood the system with conservative votes. And I'd say it's one of the last opportunities we have here.
I could not agree with you more. And I know there's people going to say, oh, you say that, JD, every election. Oh, this is the most important election of our lifetimes. Well, I tell you what, the last couple of them, and now this one, thirdly included, absolutely have been. You don't think the 2016 election wasn't? Imagine if Hillary Clinton would have been our president. You don't think the 2020 election was important? And that 2020, like you and I are in agreement, completely set up this 2022 election, completely. Now, we got a break here, Ron. We will be right back after the break, and we'll talk more with Ron Hanks.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards, because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts. Not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
All right, JD back here with you. Thank you again for joining me here for Swamp Fight. And we have the pleasure of having Ron Hanks join us here in the swamp today. And Ron is running for a U.S. Senate seat. And, hey, Ron, you said something to me yesterday that's just stuck in my mind like a dart. And you said that things are so bad in the swamp, Washington, D.C., that if you win this Senate seat, which I think you will, but if you do win it, you told me that that is not going to be a step up from the military. You were in the United States Air Force for, I believe, 32 years in intelligence and such, and you made the point that if you win, that it's not going to be a step up for you from the military because of just how much crap is going on in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, this job it's out of necessity, JD. It is not for ego or for career move. Frankly, I'm not looking forward to it, but it is, for me, another military deployment. It has to get done, and I want to get there. I want to cut the size of the federal government personnel by two-thirds and then look at each department's budget individually, and only then will we be able to start to reduce the size of government. I don't know if we mentioned this yesterday, but I'm sure you know the seven richest counties in America right now all circle Washington, D.C. It used to be it was Detroit.
Yeah, but, you know, I know
Detroit
that.
They manufactured vehicles for the American people. All D.C. manufactures for us is pain and regulation, and we've had enough. I mean, this is untenable, and we have got to cut an unresponsive and weaponized government down to size until it responds to the wants of the people.
All D.C. manufactures are lies and cover-ups and corruption. Maybe that's why none of these Democrats have a clue about what it's like to be a regular person or a small business owner. These people have never done anything in their entire life. They don't have any accomplishments, nothing. They don't know anything about the businessman. And the biggest thing I want to say, they honestly don't have a clue that every single one of their actions has hurt the U.S. economy, everything they've done.
Well, and some of them, I think, are deliberate. But, J.D., I think you're right. Blue-collar America ought to be part of the Republican Party. And I say that as a guy who did some fracking up in North Dakota. I still have my truck driver's license.
Oh, God bless you.
I may be the only guy. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said, God bless you, working in the oil fields and being a truck driver. God bless you. And God bless you for 32 years of U.S. military service, too, by the way.
Well, you know, and my thought is blue-collar America will be the ones that save this country. And, frankly, the Republican Party, the conservative wing of it, has their interests at heart, their traditional American values and their economic and family budgets. I mean, blue-collar America needs to look at this party and evaluate that the Democrats truly are not their friend. They cause nothing but economic trauma. And this, when diesel's over $7.50 now on the coast, and it, as we bring things in on the back of a truck from the ports in California, I mean, that raises the price of everything. So we have a very narrow window here to fix this. But the good news is blue-collar America can make us energy independent again in a matter of months. We simply
have to
get the federal government out of the way.
1 month. And we need to get back on that Keystone Pipeline. People don't understand how important that thing was going to be. We were going to get an extra 900,000 barrels of oil a day for the United States of America. hey, do you think maybe that might help with the supply problem? And you think maybe that might bring the price of gas down? I mean, come on. How stupid are these people?
Well, and that's only one half of the inflationary pressures that are ruining this economy. The other is the supply chain shortage. And to that end, JD, I want American manufacturing brought back to our shores again. Offshoring American products, and what? And you know, that's good paying jobs for blue collar America, for our kids as they work their way into a professional vocation. And you know, these solutions are simple. Frankly, one has to believe the Democrats do not want to implement them because of a globalist agenda. That's what it appears to me. I'd sure like it if somebody could explain it any differently.
Yeah.
I'm willing to listen, but that's what the evidence shows.
We got three things, man. This is what I would do if I was president. And you don't have to be very smart to do this. Thank goodness, or I wouldn't be able to do it. But there's three things I would do, and it would turn this country back around absolutely immediately within 60 days. Okay, let me – and I know you already know this, but – let's make sure all of our manufacturing is done here in America. By God, if we're going to pay more, if we're going to pay $49 for a steak, and these prices are going to go up and everything else, then it better be getting made here in the USA. Number two, we have to have secure borders. And number three, we have to get rid of all these oil and gas regulations and get back to being energy independent again. You do those three things, am I right, Ron? It's going to just completely turn this around.
And I would add a fourth thing. You've mentioned three of my four pillars. The fourth is education. Our kids
have to
be taught that this is an exceptional country. And you know, as a U.S. Senator,
let's touch on that when we get back.
Department of Education. Okay, all right then.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial locations. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
With costs of everything skyrocketing, including the cost of homes, cars, and education, making the need for more life insurance a necessity. Whether you're looking to purchase for the first time or you simply need to add to what you already have, I can help you. I'm Joey Jaquint with Northwestern Mutual, and we offer the best insurance plans in the country. U.S. News and World Reports just ranked us the best insurance company in the United States in 2022. From low-cost term insurance for those just starting out, that started on $25 per month, to our popular blended insurance that will actually pay you money at the end of the policy. You heard me right, an insurance policy that will actually pay you out if you don't use it. Why us? Because Northwestern Mutual is the best. We have plans where if you are just starting out, you can go with one of our low-cost term plans, and as you grow financially, we can switch you into a blended plan 5 or 10 years down the road as well to increase amounts and keep up with inflation. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquint, at 602-909-9048.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs, new landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware.
think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
All right, welcome back to Swamp Fight. And again, I have on the show with me today Ron Hanks, running for the U.S. Senate, you know, from right here in Colorado. And, you know, Ron, they say it's taboo, you can't do it, not supposed to do it, and all these different things. But you know what? I don't care. I'm telling everybody out there right now, I support you, I endorse you. And the person that you are going to replace needs to be replaced almost about as bad as Joe Biden does, and that is a fact.
Yeah, he has enabled, and I'm talking Michael Bennett, has enabled the ineptitude of Joe Biden. He has said nothing about the policies that this Biden regime has implemented that has cost American families their budgets, their livelihoods, and I'm talking businesses shut down due to mask mandates, business lockdowns, and so forth.
Oh, yeah, he's behind all that, man, and he hasn't done a doggone thing about crime either.
No, it's going up. I think the border invasion has a lot to do with that, the
you're right.
Disempowering the police departments and is a problem. These releasing criminals on recognizance and watching them commit crimes again within hours. I mean, this feels like a total effort to destroy civil society. And this effort, this whole reason I'm running is because, like we were talking, I think we got one shot to do this at the ballot box. And
yeah.
In 2022.
You're right, man. And you know what? I said the same thing about Donald Trump in 2016. I was fortunate enough to get to know him. I'm not going to go into all that again right now. But the thing I've told people since the first time I was with him at one of his rallies is that this is a guy who, honest to goodness, cares about America, and he cares about the American people, and he is not doing this for power or money. The guy gave away his paycheck to a different charity every single 3 months for four straight years. But that's who he was. That's who he is. And, folks, I'm telling you right now that that's who this guy right here, Ron Hanks, is. I promise you this is a good guy here.
Well, I appreciate that, J.D., and yes, I'm grateful that Donald Trump has stayed in the fight because he doesn't have to do what he is continuing to do, which is go around and visit the different states, evaluate the races,
yeah,
talk about the swamp problems we have, and he has every right just to step away and do whatever he likes to do.
He's still doing rallies.
Hobby.
I mean, the guy owns a huge island. He could go retire and live in Disneyland for the rest of his life like a king. But you think he's going to do that? No, he's not going to do that. Donald Trump's a winner. That's all he cares about is winning and helping the American people. I believe you're exactly that same way. Please tell the listeners real quick how they can contact you. And looks like we're about done here already.
Well, it's Hanks4Colorado. That's Hanks, Hanks4Colorado.com. And, J.D., thank you.
Thank you, Ron.
Look forward to any of your listeners reaching out. Thank you, sir, very much.
I'll make sure they know, and I'll bring you back on if you're wanting to come. Thank you, Ron.
Absolutely. God bless you, and thank you, sir.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit AllAmericanGold.com.
all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown.